Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was just talking to Weldon during the break, who, again, just got out of the Air Force. And then, not just Weldon, I mean, I trust Weldon, but I've seen the mainstream news articles. They usually show you the little swords they're using in Fallujah. And if you don't hold up your ID card that's got the tracker chip in it, this is admitted, they machine gun you. Tom Brokaw was last broadcast, talked about how great it was, how they were killing anybody who didn't have it, and the swords are going around killing everyone. But those are the little ones. The big ones come out of the back of an 18-wheeler or dropped by a helicopter. They got treads. They're like a mini tank. They got big metal arms, tear open doors. They spray it with either knockout gas or nerve gas. They got machine guns, small artillery. Incendiary devices, I mean, you name it. And they've also got drones they can launch out of the top that fly up and look at you. And he was like, oh, yeah, in the Air Force, they did some drills where they had these big things that we got a bomb threat, so this robot's going to come in. And, yeah, it was like ripping open doors and doing everything else. See, they show you on the news the little robots. No, they got the big ones, folks. And they are robots. And then half the Air Force is going to be shifted over this by 2011, and by 2014, they want half the ground force to be combat mechanized forces. Or, I mean, it's not like a Terminator robot in the classical, you know, term they use. They call them combat mechs. And this is what we're going to be facing. That's why they're so arrogant right now, that Mexican troops. We got Randy Weaver on the line with us. Now, Rick Kaziz, Infowars.com, up there reporting for Infowars.com, left last night. He knew all this last night from the Browns, but now he can talk about it. They got a call from the federal marshal, Gary DeMartino, and they also talked to local government people. We're going to leave it at that. They're sending in robots against him, and we'll see if it's the big mechs or the small ones. It'll probably be fourth-generation swords, the newer ones, but they're still not as bad as the big ones. This is very, very serious. So they'll be facing swords in the next few days, according to the feds. Randy Weaver, survivor of the Ruby Ridge Massacre. Sir, what is it like to hear this? I guess they didn't have the swords in 1992.
This is really scary, Alex. We're going to have to buck up and get some courage and be ready to stand against these guys. I'm really worried for the Browns out there. I was in contact with Gary Spence's office this morning. Of course, Gary's retired. He's not in the office, and Kent was in court. But I talked to another attorney there, and they took a bunch of information. Now,
he's your lawyer, and he won a judgment for you in the wrongful death of some of your family.
Yes. He's a cowboy lawyer out of Wyoming. Anyway, they're aware of the situation, and they did not tell me, you know, that they definitely wouldn't get involved in anything, but I think they're going to wait for Kent to get back to the office from court and discuss all this stuff. So I'm just waiting to see what happens there. And I personally would like to be out there and stand with these people. I don't know. I suppose they got the road blocked off now and all that, but if they had a bunch of people out there, that's what helped save us up at Ruby Ridge, those of us that survived anyway.
There are some people in the house, but not quite enough. And there, I don't know if we can bring up that other issue. Randy just mentioned it. Let's bring up Matt Kaziz. Matt, can we talk about the other issue of the roads? Or
well, you know what? I can assure you, anybody, they've got security out there. The Browns have security. Anybody who wants to come out there, the Browns are going to let you into their home. If you're righteous, they can smell somebody who's not righteous a mile away.
But the bigger issue is roadblocks, what Randy just mentioned.
You know what? Before you get to the house, the Browns have a couple of cars blocked there. But I don't think the police have a roadblock up as of this yet. They have backed off and they've gone into the shadows. They're out there, but they're in the shadows.
The local reporters did report that. Randy Weaver, Matt Kaziz, stay there, both of you. I want to come back and talk to Randy Weaver, one of the few people who's actually experienced this type of thing and lived to talk about it, lived to tell about it. We really appreciate him joining us today. We're going to come back, and we're going to take some calls, too. The toll-free number to join us on this issue or any other big issues, 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.com is the website.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Randy Weaver was in a different position than the Browns in New Hampshire, outside Plainfield. He had a baby and he had children, and they'd already killed one child and killed his wife. Just in cold blood out of the clear blue sky. And then they bragged about it later. Other than that, you can really parallel these two. But back in that day, hundreds of people showed up to stop the siege, but they already killed people. They did shoot at one gentleman who was walking his dog and kidnapping him and tell him to lie about it. They're now threatening him more. You ought to hear the stuff he's told me, but I'm not at liberty to talk about it on air. Maybe if he wants to call in, he can. Randy Weaver, being in the same position, in fact, frankly, a worse position than the Browns have been in, so you can definitely walk a mile in their shoes. You've walked 1,000 miles in their shoes, having a wife and, of course, child attacked by these people. What do you think they're thinking? What's going through their mind? What advice can you give them?
What's going through their mind? A zillion things at once, all the emotions and everything, but as long as they're still allowing outside people to go in to their place, I don't think they're planning an imminent, dynamic entry. They might be leaving that open right now. They might still be trying to get snitches in there to figure out what's going on and get the layout of the place and all that. But once they block the roads off and keep people away, at least a mile or 2 miles away, that's when you know that it's going to come down hard on them. So that's my thinking anyway. Are you there, Alex?
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking. Oh. I'm just thinking, Randy. I know it's rare for me to be at a loss at words, loss for words. I mean, what more advice would you give them?
Just to be real cool and let them fire first, because if they go in, they'll be coming in hard and heavy and real fast, and stand up and do what's right. But the thing is, it don't matter who fires first; they're going to blame them anyway if it gets into that situation. When it's all said and done, it's most likely might be real lucky if there's anybody left on their side to defend them, but the feds will just claim it's all their fault and leave it at that and get away with it. So
now you talked, of course, to the Browns yesterday, and you've been discussing going there.
Yes, but I can't afford to right now. And I refuse to fly. I'm not going to take my boots off these foreigners that tell you that they want to search and all that.
You don't like foreigners jabbing you? Well, I mean, did you hear? The Pentagon's lobbying for the End of America amnesty bill so they can make the majority of the troops illegal alien. Did you hear that?
Oh, really?
I'm not kidding. They're right out in the open, yes.
Oh, wow. Well, all I got to say, they better keep their powder dry, people, this country. It's coming down the pike. I'm not a religious man, but I know there's a lot of religious folks out there who think that, the big beast is going to take over the one world government. And whether that's true the way, what that's saying, I believe it's going to happen. They want a one world government, and this country, they got to destroy us. Khrushchev said it's going to destroy us from within, and that's what they're doing.
Well, they're not playing games. That much is clear. Well, I mean, I guarantee. Well, then, Randy, what would it cost? A few thousand to be able to get you a rental car to drive out there?
All I want is expenses, and I could probably get there on $1,000 and have money left over. I can drive my pickup. It's kind of tough on gas.
Well, I mean, again, I don't want to put you in the position, if you've been through enough as an accessory to any of this, which they're trying to claim. So I would just say that go there as a reporter. Go there to bring attention to this as a negotiator to try to keep the feds from coming in and killing them. And I think I could definitely try to fund sending you up there. I mean, Randy, if that's really what you want to do.
Well, get me a press badge and I'll stick it on my chest and I can't leave till after about Thursday morning, about 8:30 in the morning. I got to be at the airport to sign papers, so my daughter will have a guardian. My youngest daughter's with me, and she's flying to Montana to be with her sisters for the summer, and I have to be there to sign it over so she can get on the plane and go.
No, I understand. At the same time, though, we got to really think this through. If we start sending you and there's any delay, that might make them rush the raid. So let's talk about it over the next day. But I think adding Randy Weaver to this will give it the national attention it deserves and may defuse this. What do you think?
Yeah, if it helps, I mean, I'm more than willing to do it. I talked to Ed and Elaine on the phone. They sound just like really nice people, and I'm sure they are. And they've worked hard all their lives, and he's a dentist, and he was a building contractor. They're not stupid people, and they're serious. They're doing this out of principle.
Well, the federal marshal, Gary DeMartino, did call him, and he said, it's all threats, of course. We're not coming in tonight. We're probably not coming in tomorrow, but we're coming in after that. Let's bring up Matt Kazee's. Matt, specifically, word for word, what did Ed and Elaine Brown tell you today when you finally got a call into him?
They said that they were safe and that everything was quiet, but that they did get the call from the marshal this morning, just like I said. I wanted to tell Randy, it's good to talk to you, but I wanted to tell you about the layout of the house. They have already raided the house, okay? They arrested Ed, and they raided the house. They videotaped the whole thing. They've got the whole layout in their hands right now.
Oh, when did you, they got Ed now?
No, a few years ago.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know, I suppose they change tactics, and they're planning all the time, and I don't know what to say, but I still say that if they're allowing people, until they block them off, as soon as they block that road, it sounds to me like when they're going to make their
move. Well, yeah, they already did that last Thursday, but then when they got caught, they pulled back. But they're in the woods. The reporters confirmed that yesterday. They're sneaking around. And when you talk to the Browns, though, they don't have a way of knowing, Danny, or no, we've got Danny Riley on the line about to go to him, Matt. When you talk to them, they don't have any way of knowing if the roads are blocked, do they?
No, they do have some outside sources that can call. But, you know, Alex, hey, they had already blocked off the road. They did that two-mile quarantine-type thing. They evacuated neighbors. Bottom line is, Alex, you're breaking this thing wide open. Just like we've done the whole truth movement, this is the summer of truth. Their whole thing's falling apart. And I'm telling you, you're saving the day. We need to push this thing to the top because we're going to win this. The one last thing I want to say, and I'll get off here and let you all finish. I just got a call, and there have been two police officers sitting outside my house since I got there.
Really?
Yep.
What are they going to do, arrest you for
trying
to save some people, try to stop Mudgehead?
I have no idea, but as I got to Plainville, they showed up, and they've been sitting outside my house since.
Well, listen, I want you to go. You ought to go on your cell phone and walk out to them right now.
Well, no, I'm in Scranton, Pennsylvania, heading home.
Oh, they're waiting for you.
I hope they're not waiting. When I get there, I hope they're gone.
How long have they been there?
For 2 days. Well, on and off for 2 days.
Are they local cops?
Yes.
Now, you live on the university. Are they university cops?
No, from what I gather, it was Blacksburg City Police.
Okay, well, I'm going to call and ask why a freelance reporter has police at his house. This is Blacksburg, where they definitely ran that black off of that shooting a few months ago. Big mind control facility nearby there. That's a whole other subject. But, boy, this is freedom, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's because you're winning, Alex, and I'm telling you, it's the summer of truth. We're breaking this thing wide. This is just the beginning. This house of cards is coming tumbling down.
So you're on your way home after reporting there for a day, and they've got police at your house.
They did. The conversation I had was last night before I went to bed. I got a call about it, and they had stayed out there on and off for the past 2 days. So I haven't talked to anybody today. I'm getting ready to call and find out. I just wanted to let you know that.
No, you need to call immediately so we know by the end of the show.
Okay.
You need to call the Blacksburg Police Department and say, listen, I'm told the police are out front of my house. Can I have a detective or can you find out why there are people outside my house?
Let me call a neighbor first and see if they're out there. And, if they're gone at this point and they haven't been there all day, I'm probably going to take my chances, but as I get closer...
No, don't take your chances.
Okay.
Let me tell you, not with Blacksburg. That's known CIA, buddy. They'll grease you right out in the street and claim you were Popeye the Sailor Man.
You know, Alex, I don't know if you have heard this yet, but we found that underground DARPA base.
I know, but it came up in documents.
Okay.
Yes, that may be why they're out there. It may not be the other reason.
Do you know a guy named Steve Elliott from Blacksburg?
It sounds really familiar.
He runs CNE gun shows?
It sounds familiar, but I don't know him.
Okay. Pretty big town.
He's a really good guy, and I'm going to give him a call and see if he's heard anything through the grapevine, anything going on.
That'll be great, Randy. Thank you much.
All right.
All right, Matt, you go ahead and call right now. Let's find out what's going on. Let's go ahead and go to Danny Riley. I don't know how much Danny wants to say about what he's been going through. He's the fella shot at and tasered for no reason and told a lie to the media, which he refused to do. Danny, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm just a nervous wreck. But they got my Google account blocked, so I can't upload any more videos in YouTube.
You just create a new identity.
Yeah, well, I haven't tried anything. I just found out. I just got in from doing a job and turned on the radio and heard you guys talking. I heard you say call in, so I did.
How much can you say about what they've been saying to you?
They contacted me again and hanging stuff over my head to get me to try to do things they want me to do. And I told them I'm not going to be, you know, the Benedict Arnold of my generation, you know what I'm saying?
Randy wouldn't do that either. So you know what they did to his wife? Real nice people. We'll come back with Randy Weaver, Danny Riley. I'm Alex Jones. This is The Fall of the Republic.
Attention women over 40. If you want to look as much as 20 years younger in less than 1 minute, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new cosmetic product that makes wrinkles almost invisible to the naked eye. In fact, the new product allows some women to look so young so fast that it makes them feel like they're cheating. They are in a way, but it works. By the way, it's also a jealously guarded secret used by professional models. You see, these women often have to look much younger than they really are, or else they lose their jobs. The product uses something like a magician's trick to actually de-age the appearance of human skin, and it's now available to listeners of this station. Want to take years off your appearance and don't want cosmetic surgery or painful injections? There is now a very real chance you can do it with its new cream called Simply Magician's Formula 987. Just go to 987magic.com. That's 987magic.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I can't think of a better reporter to send in to the Brown property, at least buy him some more time before the feds come in and kill him, than a former Green Beret and Patriot Randy Weaver from the Ruby Ridge Siege, one of the survivors. Going back to Danny Riley, who got shot at and all this happened, Randy Weaver, it's just amazing just to see the level of lying, but you've experienced this before, haven't you?
Yes, what that's all they did to us before and after Ruby Ridge. After it was all said and done, go to court. Those guys lied to the grand jury, and then they lied in court. They had 2 or 3 different stories by the time they got in to court when we were in there. And, you know, the courts have recognized and admitted that cops lie under oath, and the Supreme Court has said that that's all right. So, there you go.
But juries aren't supposed to know that.
Well, no.
I don't get how cops all the time, I see videos of it, know people, they'll beat you up, and then you don't even resist, and they charge you with felonies for assaulting them when they beat you up. I mean, how do they sleep at night? How whatever happened to them? It's just they're criminals.
They have no morals or principles anymore. They are paid mercenaries. They're there for a buck. That's why they do it. No other ands, ifs, or buts about it.
Danny, what else is happening? I mean, if you want to talk about it, I don't know how much you can say, but
I think it's just a matter of time before I'm in jail. That's all I have. You know, I think it's just a matter of time before they come and take me. I mean, I got a lawyer. My lawyer called the Boston field office yesterday, opened the lines of communication to have them call him instead of stop calling me, and they keep warning me that stop telling people that the FBI is involved. You know? Huh. And the FBI guy who called me and, you know, gave me one of them deals I couldn't refuse, and I turned it down, and then I turn on Ed Brown's show between 2 and 3, and he talks about this infiltrator and all that, and describes the guy's features and looks, and I'm like, that's the FBI guy who's been calling me.
Now, he's got a beard. He was dressed up like a... I mean, describe what he looks like.
I'm probably... You know, this is just digging my hole deeper, but I guess I'll take one for the country. That's what I told him. I don't care. I'll go down for the country, you know.
You haven't done anything wrong, sir. Don't worry about it. It's all... They would have already grabbed
he's
you.
He's about 5'7", 5'6", all black hair, black beard, all nice and groomed, kind of... Well, stocky Bill, and he's always was grabbing his beard and grooming it, and that's what touched me off when Ed said he kept grooming his beard and that, and I was like, that's the guy who was questioning me and, you know, has been calling me. So that's my opinion.
And what's his first name go by?
Should I say that on the air, Alex? I don't know.
Come on.
He tells me his first name's Phil.
Yeah, that's the way you already said his name before.
How old did you say he is?
You know, I'm fear for my life both ways, you know, being killed and just being locked away for good.
Well, all you did was go on the property to see what was going on. Randy, were you about to say
something? Yeah, but they don't make you feel like that, you know what I'm saying?
I understand. Well, that's what they live in, fear, because they live in fear. Randy, comments?
Well, if I was in that position, I mean, I'd be so darn mad at him. I wouldn't talk to him. I just, you know, there's two words, don't talk. You don't have to. And just tell them they can converse with you through your attorney, and that's it, period.
That's what I hope they don't call me anymore, and that's why I'm kind of trying to get this on the air to stop calling me. I'm not going to do any of your deals.
Well, it's going to make it hard for them to charge you, the fact that they tried to make you an informant and tried to put you through your paces and then threatened you with jail time if you didn't serve them. That's extortion. That's criminal. That's official oppression. They need to just leave you alone.
And another thing, I'd like to give you a piece of advice. If you've got a tape recorder, tape record anything. Anytime they call you anything, tape record every conversation.
Yeah, how do you tape record a cell phone?
I put on speakerphone. And I got my little handhold recorder right here.
Oh, you've been recording it?
No, I didn't this time. He just called me out of the blue, you know, and I didn't have my recorder right here.
How many times has he called you since you got back?
Once. He told me I wasn't through out of the woods, and, you know, he had my cell phone. He took my number, and sure enough, he called me and, you know, gave me an offer I can't refuse. You're looking at this time in jail if you don't do this. I mean,
you know, Alex, they've got those recorders that they got like a little suction cup microphone on them, and you can suction cup that to your cell phone or any phone, and it'll pick up both conversations.
It's just a matter of time before I'm picked up and taken away. I know that, you know. It's just a matter of time. They're just after the big fish right now. So.
Well, destroying America is quite a fun job. I really enjoy it. Of course, they'll have nothing at the end of it either, but I don't care. It's all part of the fun. Stay there, gentlemen. I'm going to do one more little segment with both of you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Not making the money you were expecting signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
One of the things that made me see red last night was reading a story out of Pennsylvania. But the cops pulled these people over. The cops start yelling at him. So the guy pulls a camera and starts videotaping. And he arrests him and then points out that he's videotaping and recording them off a lapel microphone. Wiretapping is sneaking into somebody's house or recording something in a business you're not authorized to. Wiretapping is not videotaping cops. And I've had cops walk up and they're not allowed to videotape me. That's wiretapping. I go ahead and arrest me. You know that's a false charge. That'd be like arresting somebody for arson because they were grilling hamburgers in their backyard. Or that would be like convicting someone of manslaughter because they stepped on a cockroach. It isn't a true charge. Doesn't matter. District attorney's going ahead with felony charges against an 18-year-old, and I got cases all over the country. We got a man on the line who beat it in federal court. Now I want to just give everybody a news flash here. But see, that just shows the tyranny. We're about to go back to Randy Weaver. We appreciate him coming on with us, and I'll call him later today. See about maybe him going up to the property, but God only knows, they'll probably charge him as Al-Qaeda if he does that. Before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to tell you about ResearchHerbs.com. Live 52 is their absolutely amazing liver detox formula. It's the world's best-selling liver support formula, period. Live 52 neutralizes all kinds of toxins and poisons from the food you eat, the water you drink, the air you breathe, and even prescription medications, which are all sources of detrimental effects on the liver. Live 52 has had over 300 clinical trials and research studies. Read about it all at ResearchHerbs.com. An herbal drug registered in over 45 countries, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals. And, again, it's been shown to ensure optimal liver function. It's a great natural detox herbal concoction tincture, give them a call at 1-800-845-3841 or researchedherbs.com. That's researchedherbs.com or 1-800-845-3841. They've got that's just one of the products. They've got hundreds, and it's the well-researched, well-documented ones. Another fine company we have is blacklistedherbs.com. Blacklistedherbs.com has the stuff that, well, Big Brother doesn't want you to have. And I looked into this ionic form of mineral, very, very popular, a lot of big write-ups, a lot of big studies. You can read about it at blacklistedherbs.com, and their particular preparation of this is patented and called Shilosine. Solutions from Science in Thomas, Illinois has made it as easy as you can imagine. No credit card numbers, nothing. They just send you an invoice with a 3-year supply, a 3-month supply you get, and then if you like it and you want to pay for it and get some more. But that's it. You just give them your name, and they send it to you. And they send you an invoice. And you don't have to pay for it if you don't like it. I mean, that's not the deal where you give them the credit card number, and then if you remember to send it back, you get it back. No, this is just they want you to try it. So give them a call, 1-877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or blacklistedherb.com. Now, I have been so busy today, I haven't even plugged my films in 2 hours and 36 minutes. I've made 15 films. Terror Storm is sold out. We can't sell it individually. With the Everything Special and a few combo specials, we've got like, I think, 30 copies left now, or less. When those are gone in a couple days, there won't be any more available of Terror Storm First Edition ever. Final Cut comes out next month. Okay? We'll start pre-orders for that next week. But I don't know what to do with all the other combo orders that still have Terror Storm in, because I want to get those out to you, because we'll be out of it in a few days. But C'est La Vie, I think I may be able from the distributor to get like 50 more or something. We may be able to keep the sale going until next week, because it's just with the combos. But that's available at Infowars.com for a super, a small period of time. But you can still get American Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change, Second Edition, 9/11 Demolitions, all the other films we carry, and my 14 other films, like my 3 Police State films that are 45% off, Infowars.com. And it is your purchase of the films that allows us to, have reporters and write news articles and do what we do and cover what we're covering. So again, ladies and gentlemen, it is so important for you to go to Infowars.com and get the videos, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.tv. Randy Weaver, I want to thank you for coming on with us today. And, it's such an important decision that I can't sit here and egg you on and tell you to go over to the Brown family's home up there. But, if you talk to him yesterday and you want to go, and that's something you want to do, I mean, obviously, I would just go to try to keep people from getting killed, as you said. And as long as that's your public position, I can't see the feds trying to concoct something on you. And that would force this into national attention. Randy Weaver of the Ruby Ridge massacre and siege, putting himself back in that position again. Well, that's an amazing story alone. But we'll definitely get a headline out there that you're ready and willing to go. And then as soon as you're done with your daughter this Thursday, well, let's see what you want to do then, my friend.
Okay. I appreciate you having me on the show, and I'll talk to you after a while.
Now, I know you didn't come on for this, but since you talk about, after everything you've been through, not even having the finances to go up there, why don't you give people out an address or some way they can get your book? There's 2 books, actually. And then and your address or any websites or anything else.
Okay. The Federal Siege of Ruby Ridge, in our own words, by myself and my daughter, Sarah, they can get that book through GOA, Larry Pratch, Gun Owners of America, and also through deltapress.com. That's out of El Dorado, Arkansas.
El Dorado, Arkansas. You can get it there from that. Give that website out again.
DeltaPress.com.
Delta Press. And then, of course, gunowners.org, folks. We have them on routinely. Or what is it, 1-888-6-GUNS?
I'm not sure.
I'm going from memory. I think that's it, 888-6-GUNS. Any advice you've got in closing for Danny Riley, who they're trying to turn into their minion? They did that with you too, and you refused. And they did do what they promised. They came out there and guns your people down.
Yes. Well, just to stay firm and try to draw some courage up from deep down inside and stand for what's right. That's what everybody in this country is going to have to do if they don't want it to be in total enslavement.
Yep. Liberty is for sale.
Well, my gosh, in closing, I want you both to comment on this, and we're all going to pray for you, Danny Riley. I think you're going to be fine. You haven't done anything wrong. You need to just remember that. They've tried to now get you to do criminal things for them, so they should just leave you alone. But the point here is, for those that just joined us, up on prisonplanet.com on the right-hand side is a story so huge, it's mind-blowing. The U.S. military is actively lobbying the government with our taxpayer money to end the borders and legalize 30 million illegals, and it legalizes aggravated child molesters, aggravated rapists, aggravated robbers. I mean, this is violent felons to be part of the military, and they're telling Congress that this is patriotic because they need these illegals to join the military. I mean, my God, if that isn't treason by our military at the highest levels trying to kill America, how can the FBI not wake up? How can the police not wake up? How can you spin that in your brains? Randy Weaver, I mean, you were a Green Beret, fought for this country. I mean, what is it like to just see it get this bad? Everything the old-timers told us is happening. I mean, it's all happening.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe sometimes, Alex, but it's, I don't know how they're brainwashing these people. I think what it is strictly mercenaries. Mercenaries will do anything for a dollar. I saw him interview a guy on National Network this morning. He is a Navy SEAL, and telling a story they was doing over there in Afghanistan. This guy was totally wrong in what he said that they should have done, and he's feeling bad because he didn't do it at the time. Just to shoot a couple of goat herders so that they wouldn't get snitched on for the fact, wouldn't blow the cover, and that the fact they were in the area.
That's the thing. I'll never forget this Private Gruckheimer in 2002 was in the Ithaca Journal, and I'll never forget, he was bragging. He said, we go into villages and we kill every woman and every child in Afghanistan, in these sectors. And then the Pentagon went on Fox News and said, well, let us clarify. We do in certain areas kill everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, folks, when they're on the news saying we kill the babies, I saw a text report about that where, well, I made a mistake not killing some goat people. I mean, my God, folks, when you just start, do you think our country's safe? Do you think your children are safe when the number one TV show, they torture people every episode? I mean, they're doing this to sell us on evil. This is being, God help us, Randy. I mean, don't they understand that freedom breeds a place where you can own your home and own your business and safety and have a life? It's freedom isn't just some sappy thing. It's about living your life. When you let the evil in, folks, things get bad real fast. Don't these
we're
cops...
We're losing the country quick. People better keep their powder dry and get ready to use it.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, Ron Paul said it in his 30 years of fighting this thing. He said it, the life and death struggle. I mean, mortal combat, folks. Yeah. I mean, the U.S. is in a fight. It has no armor. It's got a short sword. The enemy's got the enemy's got a big old trident and a shield, and has already stabbed us quite a few times. But America's still strong. We're bleeding bad, but if we really get in there and get fired up, we can ram that knife right up under the throat in the info war. But I'm telling you, we can't get the body politic. It's like we're sluggish on drugs because each person's what gives the power to the nation. And people just can't understand that we literally are in mortal combat right now. Don't you, fools, do you understand? This is it. The balloon is going up. I don't know how else I'm supposed to say it, Randy.
Well, you're right on target, Alex. I'm just hoping that, enough people in the area out there from all over the country, whatever, that can get there, will go out there and just stand at the end of the driveway, if nothing else, and let them ghillie-suited monsters out there in the woods know that Ed and Elaine got some backup.
Now, you've been around these guys. You faced down Horiuchi in trial, and he was all pleasurably talking about killing your wife and how he'd do it again. Do you think, Randy, they just flat out enjoy it? I mean, what is it?
Well, Horiuchi admitted in court, Gary Spence asked him if he enjoyed his doing his job, and he said yes. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could see enjoying some bully starting a fight with you and hitting you first, and then you beat them. I mean, that's a normal enjoyment of doing the right thing. But I don't understand getting off on killing children and women.
Well, I've always been against snipers. I think snipers haven't got any courage either. I was always taught to face the man face to face and you know, work it out there. But these guys are back shooters. They shot the dog in the back, they shot Sam in the back, they shot me in the back, and then they shot Vicky through the head when she's standing there holding the baby.
And how can they say they didn't shoot at me? I heard you guys saying that earlier.
Well, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. They. You didn't know about that? He walked up to the front gate, and they yelled, freeze. He turned and ran. They just shot twice at him and then jumped up in front of him and tasered him.
But their story is they didn't shoot at me, right? That's what I've been hearing. I know that's,
Well, they tried to keep the first person they killed secret, didn't they, Randy?
The first person?
I mean, going back from memory to Ruby Ridge, didn't they try to keep somebody's murder quiet?
They never did admit that they knew Sam was dead, and they shot him right within 40 or 50 feet of him. He lay dead right in the road, and Vicky and I went down and picked him up off the road shortly thereafter. We sat there holding him. I was holding him in my arms for a couple of minutes, just screaming and cussing, and they were sitting there watching us. We didn't realize they were still there.
Yeah, they had more fun later. Yeah, they wanted to do the laboratory first. They could have got you right there. But
I think that they were totally... they didn't know what to think because they shot their own man, the U.S. Marshal, and shot the kid. They had strict orders not to mess with my kids or my wife. Well, they do. They end up killing the kids and the wife, or my son. And at that very moment, though, after they shot their own man, it was such a screw-up on their part that they were flabbergasted. And I think if we'd have gone down an hour later to get Sam, they'd have figured out they had to kill us, too.
Jesus. Does anybody think they're safe when the government's this bad? It's the government that always abuses people. It's the biggest, baddest thing, and now it's out of control, and all these fools are empowering it. And now I don't think they can get, I've been talking to a lot of sources, enough evil FBI, enough bad federal marshals, enough evil people. And so that's why they're going to bring in the foreigners to do it, Randy.
Yes. Thank you. That's probably right.
We're in a lot of trouble, folks.
Yeah.
God isn't going to let us get away with 50 million abortions. The universe isn't going to let us get away with it. Well, Randy Weaver and Danny Riley, we're going to get a big write-up on this. And, Randy, I'll talk to you later. Are you going to be there in about an hour?
I have to run to town. I got a whole bunch of errands to run. I've been on the phone for 2 days, but... I'll have my cell phone. That's this number you called.
Okay, well, I'm going to call you, sir. God bless you.
Okay, same to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Danny. Okay, Danny, you stay in contact with us.
Should I get my lawyer's phone number out on the air?
No, he'll get bombarded with people.
All right.
I'll talk to you during the break. Hold on one moment. I've had this guy holding for 20 minutes, and I appreciate it. Motion to dismiss the state of Florida versus Kevin Wood case, ACLU. He has beaten us in the past. We talked about the article where the cops were yelling at these people in a car, so they started videotaping. The cops arrested them and then laughed and said, look, we're videotaping and recording you. We're exempt. Wiretapping is if you plant something in somebody's house or record something secretly that's in a private setting. If there is no presumption of privacy, if there's no expectation of privacy, and this is well known at a football stadium or on the road or in somebody else's car, you could videotape these cops, but they're counting on you dumb and then plea bargaining. And I'm trying to call to get the 18-year-old man on who's facing 7 years in prison. They're throwing him, and this district attorney stands behind it. This happened in the Patriot News, reported, once Patriot, Pennsylvania. It was in Pennsylvania where somebody yelled at a police dog. He was walking through a parking lot, a grocery store parking lot, and the window was down, and the German Shepherd lunged out and almost bit him. And the guy just yelled in fear. The cop said, you just yelled at an officer. He served 2 years in prison. Talking to their dogs is bad now. You don't talk back to their dogs, and you don't videotape them while they put cameras up everywhere on you. You dumb police. You think you're going to have any freedom acting and living like this? God help you. Let's go ahead and go to Mr. Wood. We're about to break. We'll have the final segment with him. Mr. Wood, you've seen this before, haven't you?
Oh, I've been there, done that.
What did they try with you? What happened with you?
Oh, I've For the last decade, I've been fighting this issue. I had a situation where I recorded the cops, where they wanted to interview my minor daughter that I had custody of in a McDonald's restaurant. I met in McDonald's so we could at least have some place of safety for the interview to occur. Put my tape recorder on the table, and finally a sergeant comes in and during the interview says, turn the tape off, and I say no. I'm arrested and taken to jail in front of my minor daughter. But later on, the state dropped the charges because it is not illegal to record the cops.
Well, that's what they say, though. They go, we're allowed to have cameras, but you're not because we say so, because we work for the foreign banks.
Yeah, it's a matter of equal due process and equal protection.
Well, listen, I mean, I got news for the cops. I carry a camera. I'll be out driving around today. You want to get into a lawsuit, just pull me over. Just come on. Just come on. You already told me I didn't have a First Amendment last week here in Austin. And I told you, scum, get out of my face.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Listen, it isn't that I can't personally have men in uniforms come out and boss me around. I know it's America dying when that happens. I mean, we're out there on the sidewalk, we're bullhorning Rick Perry, and here come a bunch of Austin cops. State police know better. They've once lost so many lawsuits. And they just said, you need to go or you're all going to be arrested. And I said, but it's First Amendment. He goes, this is unauthorized protest. I said, now that's been tried out in the courts. You know, and then he went and lied to the media and said, I'm not saying I'm going to arrest him. He's a liar. Not only do you lie, but then you call me a liar. And I went up and I said, you're a degenerate piece of scum. They had all the, and they go, and then they started admitting on tape, all right, we're arresting all of you. They had their riot cops ready, and I said, go ahead, bring it on. I'm going to sue all of you. And you probably beat it in court with your corrupt system, but you're going to have to pay for lawyers. And they got so mad, literally turned red. And then with a few old cops showed up and spoke some sense into them, too. But let me tell you, those cops won't be there soon, folks. It'll be foreigners. And I'm not kidding. That's in the news now. This country has gone to hell in a handbasket. I treated you with respect until you tried to kill my country. And let me tell you something. All over the nation, every day I see articles where there was one cop kept speeding up and down the road, so they put a camera out there, and the cops arrested them. But then that got dropped. You want to put cameras on us, cameras in the school bathrooms. You got microphones on recording us. You don't. But then, and you're pulling us over. You're in our car, and you don't want us to videotape you, you criminal. Now, sir, you really are an expert on this case. Any other points that Steve Watson should add to the great article he's written about this? Man faces 7-year sentence under wiretapping law for filming police. Anything else you want to add?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yes, Kevin Wood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Brian Kelly, he did what any other reasonable citizen would do. He wanted a record of his communications with police officers. And we need to find a courageous attorney out there somewhere in this country that'll take this into federal court and challenge the interception and recording laws under due process and equal protection grounds. We need to get the federal courts and the Supreme Court to rule on this issue.
But there are a lot of other rulings in the past and state rulings. I mean, if you're at a sports stadium and you're videotaping the police, they can't run up and arrest you saying you're wiretapping. And in fact, the cop in the article is going, well, I've arrested somebody for recording his girlfriend in her house before. Well, that's sneaking in and planting something. Yeah, that's a felony.
Absolutely.
But I mean, being in your car and the cop pulls you over to raise some money and he's got cameras all over him, but you're not supposed to videotape him, you people are nuts.
Well, it's a denial of due process and equal protection. We should have the equal right to record the police or government officials as they have the right to record
us. I've had them walk up to me before and say, turn it off or I'll arrest you for wiretapping. And I go ahead, criminal. And I call them criminals, too, because they are criminals.
Yeah, before the commercial, I said, you know, these people wanted to interview my minor daughter in a McDonald's restaurant. And I wanted
Why?
A record of that. Do what?
Why?
Because my daughter had a boyfriend who was involved in a car accident, and she was kind of covering up for them, but they wanted to interview her. And I said, hey, that's fine.
And so as a father, you said, I'll let you meet, which you shouldn't even have done. You should have just left. And,
right.
And I'll record. And they said, no, we rule America, scum.
Yeah, the sergeant walks in and says, turn off the tape recorder. I said, hell no. I was arrested and taken to jail. But the charges were later dropped because it is not illegal to do so.
Did you get him for false imprisonment?
No. It's hard to do that because...
No. They say that. You got to sue them in their private capacity.
In a private capacity, and also you have to overcome a thing called judicial immunity.
Yeah, that's not
judicial
real.
Judicial immunity or
that's not real. By the way, anybody that acts like that's a crook, you
right.
Just start following around with video cameras or put a PI on them, then you deliver the photos to their wife. That's how you play hardball.
And I've made numbers.
You know what? I tell you what. Stay there. Because I want to talk to you after the break, sir. I want to get you up for a full 30 minutes tomorrow. I apologize for cutting you short. Okay, Mr. Wood?
Mm-hmm.
You're game to come back on tomorrow?
You tell me when.
Fantastic. All right. Yeah, he's been involved in some big cases. Seriously, just stop pushing us around. I'm not your slave. Get off my back. You got it? God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.